It's good to see the boys and girls who are here this morning. Hopefully technology will work for me. There we go. So it's good to see the boys and girls here this morning. But I imagine that really what I'm going to be speaking about this morning, it'll not only be relevant to the boys and girls, but relevant to all of us this morning, because we're living in an age of technology. And I'm depending on technology here this morning, or else certainly for these few moments I'll be in trouble if technology doesn't work. But I'm sure we're all familiar with this symbol on the screen. Anybody want to tell me what it represents? Any young hands, or maybe an older hand? Nobody going to tell me? Nobody recognize this at all? Oh dear goodness, I'm sure technology has reached Lisburn, because I live in Cullibackie, and if it's reached Cullibackie, well, you can be sure it has reached Lisburn as well. Well, to say you're a bit shy maybe this morning, of course that represents Apple. The Apple company that is all over the world now, and they would claim that they're the leading company really whenever it comes to technology. But another symbol is, or another photograph this morning, anybody able to tell me then what that is? Yes? An iPad. Well done. Of course, that's an iPad, and it's actually produced by Apple as well. And I would say there'll be many people here this morning would have an iPad. You know exactly what it is. I have another one here this morning. It's not an iPad, but it's similar to an iPad. There's another name for this. Yes, there's a hand away down the back. Shout it out. Laptop? No, not as good guess, but similar to a laptop, but smaller than a laptop. Say very close to an iPad. This, of course, is a tablet. And to say, I'm sure there are many. Hands up, who's got an iPad or a tablet? Oh, there's a few hands going up. Oh, a few more going up now. We're starting to break out here, so we are. What's this here? Who can tell me? It's a mobile phone, yes, but what sort of mobile phone is it? It's even got the name on it there. Oh dear. You can read in Lisburn, can you? It's a BlackBerry. So it is. Of course, it's a BlackBerry phone, and maybe that's an older model of the BlackBerry phone. I think I saw one recent that it nearly looked like a television, so it did. BlackBerry have advanced in all it as well. Who can tell me then what this is? This is an easier one. It's a mouse, isn't it? So it is. See, these are all the things we're familiar with in the present day. This one here then, well, actually the two letters. Anybody tell me what MB stands for? It's maybe an old one because we've moved on to GB and TB and all those gigabytes. But of course, MB is megabyte. So it is. And as I say, these are things we see all around us every day. Who can tell me what this symbol is? What does it recognize? I'm depending on it this morning, because it's the iPad sitting down there and I'm up here with the iPhone, and we need something to make the two work together. Anybody know what it is? Yes? Bluetooth. Well done. As I say, it's not something we actually see, but it's something, as I say, it goes through all the air and all, and we depend on it very much. Why do I show all this morning, boys and girls? You see, once there was a time when I was your age, maybe many years ago. I'm getting to a stage now, I don't even want to think how long it was ago, when I was maybe 5 years of age, or 7 or 9 or 10 or 11, 12 years of age. And you see, whenever I was your age, boys and girls, here's the thing this morning. That was, of course, is the Apple. And whenever I was your age, whenever we talked about an Apple, this is really what we were talking about. The only thing we ever thought of was something you eat. We never thought, well, if somebody said to us, well, we're going to go to the Apple store. Well, I didn't think of a place in Victoria Place in Belfast, a shop there. I never would even thought of it. We thought of, well, an Apple store, somebody, of course, grows lots of apples, and they must have a store where they're selling them, because I used to live around County Armagh, and certainly when it came to the end of the summer, you would have had the Apple stores there, but there was no technology to be found in them. You see, whenever I was your age, boys and girls, and this, of course, is the iPad, if somebody talked about an iPad, that's what they were talking about. Somebody had a sore eye. Of course, you went to the chemist and you'd have got a patch or an iPad that you'd have wore until the eye was better. You see, things have changed a lot, because what you think of, what I think of, and many others here this morning think of, excuse me, something in my throat. Very, very different. What was this here? This, of course, was a tablet. And you see, whenever I was your age, That's the only tablet we ever thought of. If we said in the house, I need a tablet. Or if I said at a sore head and mum or dad would say, well, I'll get you a tablet. They weren't going to get me an electronic device. Of course, they were going to get something that would take away the headache. And then, of course, this was the BlackBerry. And whenever I was your age, of course, well, the only BlackBerry we ever thought of was that. Went out the roads. I remember I used to live in the country and all, and we'd run up the country roads, and usually about August time, July, August, and you'd been looking for BlackBerries. And of course, we would have enjoyed them. What was the other things we had? Well, we had a mouse. And, well, the only mouse we had in the house way back then was that. So it was. And if somebody asked, where's the mouse? Well, we weren't looking for something connected to our computer. What about the megabyte? Well, if you had a megabyte way back then, well, that was the only megabyte you ever had. So it was, because we would love something like a big burger like that there out of McDonald's. Well, I don't even know if McDonald's was even around whenever I was your age. It was that far back. And then what was the other thing was Bluetooth. Well, if you talked about a Bluetooth way back then, I don't think people actually did, but there's what we would have imagined. We would imagine that's just what it would have looked like. You see, what we learn here this morning, boys and girls, is this: word meanings have changed. Because you talk to one generation, you maybe talk to your granny and granda, and you talk about an Apple, a BlackBerry, a mouse, you talk about a tablet, you talk about an iPad. Well, they're probably going to be thinking one thing, and you're going to be thinking something entirely different. Word meanings have changed over the years. But here's this morning what we need to remember: not the Word of God. The Word of God has not changed. The Word of God stands forever. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 8, it says, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth. That means they come and they go. But the word of our God shall stand forever. And that's the wonderful thing about the word of God, that what it meant 30 years ago, it means exactly the same today. What it meant 300 years ago, it means exactly the same today. What it meant 2,000 years ago when the New Testament, much of the New Testament was written, it means exactly the same today. And likewise, then you go back into the Old Testament times. And what it meant then, it means now. And of course, well, we could look at the Word of God and say, well, what exactly, what does it tell us? What does it all mean? Well, there's so many things we could look at. We think of John 14. Just want to highlight this one. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You see, we're living in a day when many people are saying, well, there's all sorts of ways that we can get to heaven. But Jesus said he's the only way. It's only because of what he did in Calvary, where he died in your place, died in my place, took upon himself the punishment that we deserve for our sins. And it's only whenever we ask him to save us from our sins that we can then be sure that we're going to be in heaven. It's not through any other way at all. It's only through him. And I love the way that we find it in technology, because I'm sure this is something maybe you're familiar with this morning, something you always have to be careful with, especially if you've done something and typed in a lot of words and all. You need to be careful what you delete, don't you? But whenever I think of delete, I think of this here with regards to technology and what Christ has done in our lives. You see, delete, what does it do? It takes it out of the way. But what does Jesus do with our sin whenever we put our trust in him? Are you watching the word on the screen? Because here's what he does. He takes it out of the way. Not to be seen again. Isn't that lovely? Now that's what Jesus does whenever we put our trust in him, ask him to save us from our sins. To say, we all have sin. We all have sin in our lives. We all are sinners. But isn't it wonderful whenever we come by faith to the foot of the cross, we ask Jesus to take away our sins. That's exactly what he does. Never to be seen again. And that's why God will accept us as his child and accept us into heaven one day. Because you see, his blood, the blood of Jesus, cleanses away all of our sin. 1 John 1 and verse 7. And as I say, you put your trust in him today, your sin will be taken away forever. As they say, words may change, but the word of God hasn't changed. And what a truth it is today that your sin can be taken away forever and you know the wonderful knowledge of sins forgiven. So next time, which I'm sure probably will be today, you look at your iPad or your tablet or whatever, think of what we've been thinking about this morning. Words have changed, but not the word of God. What a precious, precious word it is.